Question: why is Jiva Goswami known as the Siddhanta Acharya of the Gaudiya Sampradaya? Answer: because he, by his various intellectual contributions, established the Siddhanta of the Sampradaya. So, Jiva Goswami was the most scholarly and the most prolific among all the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who were the principal disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, the Gaudiya Sampradaya integrates the highest insights of all the four Vaishnava Sampradayas and presents them in a extraordinarily profound and aesthetic synthesis that is known as Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the broad outlines and demonstrated the example of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. But he did not write any books. So, the task of establishing Gaudiya Vaishnavism intellectually was entrusted not to his Bengali associates like Nityanand Prabhu or Advaita Acharya or Srivast Thakur or anyone else. Most of his Bengali associates wrote Bengali works about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. But philosophically establishing the teachings of Lord Chaitanya was a task entrusted to the Goswamis. And among them, Jiva Goswami made the maximum contribution in doing this task. So his literary works can be classified into four broad categories, all of which contributed to establishing the Siddhanta. So those four categories are philosophical, narrational, grammatical, and commentarial. So, in the philosophical category of his works, comes his most important contribution, that is the Shat Sandarbhas. Shat means six, or Bhagavat Sandarbha, which means the Sandarbha about, it can be about Bhagavan or about Bhagavatam. About the book Bhagavatam, primarily it refers to Bhagavan. So, the word Sandarbha means thread that is woven into a pattern. So, the theme of the Shat Sandarbhas is that verses from the Vedic literature, especially from the Srimad Bhagavatam, are taken like threads and they are woven together to reveal a beautiful pattern that is the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. So these six Sandarbhas progressively establish the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. Collectively they are known as Shat Sandarbhas. The first among these is Tattva Sandarbha, which focuses on epistemology. It does an overview of the various ways of acquiring knowledge and also of the various literatures that are there within the Vedic canon. And it establishes through scripture and through analysis how the Bhagavatam is the Amala, is the Parama Praman, the Supreme Praman or the Amala Praman, the spotless Praman. Jiva Goswami uses the word Sarva Pramana Chakravarti Bhuta, the emperor of all Pramanas. Then, in the next Sandarbha, within the Bhagavat Sandarbha, which are six Sandarbhas, there is a Sandarbha called the Bhagavat Sandarbha. So, in the Bhagavat Sandarbha, he establishes how the Vedic scriptures at a broad level and the Srimad Bhagavatam talks about Bhagavan. Now, Bhagavan, he establishes, is a person who also has impersonal effulgence and is the source of Brahman and is all attractive with inconceivable potencies and six opulences. So the first Sandarbha epistemologically establishes the Bhagavatam as the highest. The Bhagavat Sandarbha philosophically establishes Bhagavan as the highest reality. And then, once this is done, Then he goes forward. Then he explains that the third Sandarbha is Paramatma Sandarbha. Where he establishes...
Holy him every moment is an upper opportunity to pursue.
In the Paramatma Sandarbha, he establishes how the meditation of the yogis is on an aspect of God who is an emanation of Bhagavan. So now after he has established all the other realities, Paramatma and Brahman, as subordinate to Bhagavan, then he focuses the spotlight on Bhagavan. And the next three sandarbhas are the Krishna sandarbha, which establishes how Krishna is the highest among all the forms of God, is the highest absolute truth. Then there is the bhakti sandarbha, which establishes, based on extensive scripture analysis, how bhakti is the highest of all the Vedic sadhanas. And then the last sandarbha is the Preeti Sandarbha, which establishes how among all the stages of bhakti, Preeti, pure spontaneous love for Krishna is the highest. And then he analyzes love for Krishna further. So in this way, comprehensively based on analysis of Vedic scriptures, the Shat Sandarbhas establish Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy as a beautiful pattern drawn from the threads of the Vedic literature, using the expert weaving skills of Jiva Goswami. So because he does establish the Siddhanta of Gaudiya Vaishnavism primarily in Shat Sandarbhas, he is known as the Siddhanta Acharya. Of course, along with that, in his other books, for example, in his narrational books, narrational means narration of pastimes, his primary contribution is Gopal Champu, which establishes through narration of pastimes, along with very scholarly, insightful and scripturally backed analysis, how Krishna is the highest reality, and especially how there is nothing immoral about Krishna's relationship with the gopis. So he explains, based on Padma Purana and Garga Samhita and various other Brahma Vivarta Purana, how Krishna actually married the gopis and how their relationship was in the highest morality. So in this way, this is also establishing the Siddhanta that the Parakya, far from being immoral, is actually the highest rasa, the relationship outside marriage, the attraction outside marriage. It is not immoral, but it is the highest mellow of relationship. So in that sense also, he established Siddhanta through his narrational books. Then through his grammatical books, which primary among which is the Harinamamrita Vyakaran, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught how everything should be centered on Krishna and should be used to glorify Krishna. And he taught briefly how grammar should not just be a dry study of a language divorced from its connection with Krishna, but grammar should remind us of Krishna. So, taking Patanjali's grammar as a template, Jiva Goswami establishes the rules of grammar using nomenclature that is entirely centered on Krishna's names. And in this way, he establishes the Siddhanta through the principle of Yukta Vairagya with respect to grammar. For example, in Sanskrit, there are three genders. So there is the masculine, feminine, neuter. So he uses the names Lakshmi for the feminine, Narayan for the masculine, and then for the neuter gender, he uses the word Brahman. And through this usage, he conveys how those who conceive of the absolute truth as formless, personalityless, qualityless, they are actually castrating the absolute truth. And they are stripping the absolute truth of all potencies. So, even through the means of grammar, he establishes the Siddhanta of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And the last category of literature is commentarial. So, he wrote commentaries on various books. And especially, his most celebrated commentary is the Durgam Sangamani Tika on the Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu establishes the process of devotional service based on scripture and analysis in a very systematic way. And some of the subtleties of Rupa Goswami's writings, which will not be clear, Jiva Goswami clarifies, and then he further elaborates on those teachings. And through Durgam Sampani commentary, Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Sahamsindhu becomes much, much more clear. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that bhakti is the highest sadhana, but how bhakti is to be practiced and how bhakti is the conclusion of the scriptures, all this is established in the Urgam Sanghani Tika. So in this way, because in various ways Jiva Goswami establishes the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, that's why he is known as the Siddhanta Acharya. Thank you.